And now, with thanks to Bright Ideas Lighting, Talbot Avenue at Lone, building or renovating, they work with you to create a bespoke lighting plan for your home. Brightideas.ie. It's time for some do-it-yourself fun. If there was a vote, he'd get the job done. What would the policies be of a Clunan DIY party? In coalition with Fianna Faulkner, vote number one, Brian Clunan.
Oh, Jesus. Fianna Faulkner.
That's going to stick.
Yeah. Oh, God. New political party. Fianna Faulkner. Yeah. Okay, I can see that working.
Nobody will vote for that.
Not a hope.
That is the voice of Brian Clunan from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore, who's here until 11. And the first question comes from Mick, who says, good morning, lads. Do you have any good ideas to deter the masses of crows that are descending on the feeders when the cattle are being fed? They're spending all day hovering at the feeders. They're picking out all the feed. They're spreading it across the yard. And they're shiting everywhere in the process.
Lovely. Are you allowed to say that on live radio? You are, obviously. You just have.
Can you edit that out? Thanks.
Sorry. So the...
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No.
Did you take your medicine today?
I did. So the only thing that really works is, that was Mick and Clara, and they, I don't know if this is politically correct to say it was the correct thing to say, that the only thing that really works to keep those birds away is a hawk kite. And for some reason, the nickname of anybody from Clara is a Clara hawk, and it's taken as an insult. But no one knows why it's an insult. But the hawk kite does work to keep birds away. It really does. So the hawk kite is, it's a kite. It's a bird. It's an artificial bird. But it flies with the slightest bit of a breeze. It circles in a big circle. But it circles about 15 or 20 feet high. So the birds, and the big thing to do with a hawk kite is to keep moving it around. Because you don't leave it in the very same spot. Now, it's a spike. It's like a parasol base on the ground, and this long, long pole goes up into the air, and you move it around from day to day, just slightly to a different spot, so it's not circling in the very same spot the whole time. But it's really effective. And with most of the artificial hanging hawks and so on, they all work short term, but this seems to work long term.
I'm just loving this. Your voice is constantly just getting worse and worse.
Excuse me.
The frog is climbing in the throat.
Sorry about that.
We should just dump this and start all over again.
Yeah, let's start again. Just start as if we... Welcome me to the programme.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Will. How are you? Mm. Lovely sunny day out there at the moment.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, absolutely. So, get the hawk. Will they wise to the hawk eventually?
Seemingly not. So, that was always my concern. With the dummy owls and the dummy falcons and so on, I used to always tell people, look, this works short term, it won't work long term. But we've many, many people giving feedback. Once you continually move it, it works. It seems to continue to work for like the sports pitches use it when they sow seed, the farmers use it for this very purpose. And they say, look, it continues to work. So, yeah, the feedback is, once you don't leave it static, it works.
Mm. All right. A question from Mick in Clara. Anne-Marie in Abbey Leaks, not to be confused with Anne-Marie Kelly.
All right.
Morning, lads.
It could be.
There's been a mouldy smell in my teenage son's bedroom for some time. No, she doesn't have a teenage son. And I pulled out the bed the other day to find that behind the bed, the wall and the bed end are covered in black mould.
Oh, yeah.
So what does that tell you about the wall?
So, well, I suppose the first thing that occurs to me is, I'd say there are mothers have pulled out of their teenage son's beds and found worse.
Careful out, careful.
They have found worse than black mould on the wall, in fairness. But yeah, it's probably a north or east facing wall. The wall is cold, and this is a regular occurrence where it can be a wardrobe, it can be a bed. The bed is particularly concerned because the back of the bed will be fabric and the mould will be growing in the fabric, and the teenage son's head is up near it, and he's going to end up breathing in mould spores, and that's really not good for you. Particularly if you have any sort of, you know, if you had asthma, if you had any sort of chest problems, this would really make it a lot worse. So I suppose the good news is it's easy enough to solve. You get a fungicidal solution that will work, that is safe to use on both the wall. They're all safe to use on the wall, but just make sure the one you're getting is fine to use on fabric. And you apply it, and you leave it for 24 hours, and now all the mold will be dead. And then what I would do is wash everything down, use a fabric cleaner on the fabric, and you just wash the wall with warm soapy water, and then reapply the fungicidal solution at an even stronger mix, particularly to the wall, but also spray it on lightly onto the fabric as well. And that should stop it happening. But I would say, for the sake of it, if you get one sheet of either polystyrene, which is the white insulation that crumbles very easily, or much better, just get one sheet of dry lining insulation. Just the foam dry lining, and cut it to the size of the back of the bed, put it between the bed and the wall, and you definitely won't have a problem again, because you're putting insulation, a very powerful insulation, in there between the bed and the wall. He's smirking. It's not a smile. You know, there's a big difference between a smile and a smirk, and you're definitely smirking.
You know how we have many, many listeners who've given themselves nicknames? Granny, Bob the Builder, Joe the Plumber. Well, we now have Willie the Wildlife Expert.
All right.
Who says, some time ago a listener complained of shrews in the house. Shrews are strictly insect eaters and must eat every 3 hours to survive. So if you have shrews in your house, you have an insect problem. Spiders, woodlouse, earwigs and so on. Kill them and you get rid of the shrews.
Okay, that is interesting. Yeah.
Thank you, Willie the Wildlife Expert. It's 25 to 11 almost.
Mr. Fix-It, thanks to Bright Ideas. Call in and see our impressive displays at Tulbert Avenue, Athlone, or see brightideas.ie.
You're looking very cross. Oh, arms folded.
That's my resting face.
Your resting face. A lady wants to know, how do you stop your kids from murdering each other while on the Easter holidays?
Yeah, when the weather's bad in particular, like at least if the weather is, it's nice out there now, but it's very wet out there. So you'll have to work out, like if you send them out to play in the garden, they're going to come back in very wet and dirty.
Yeah. But so what?
Yeah, you don't do any cleaning around your house, so it's fine.
Hi, Brian. We bought our house from the previous owner some years ago, and they had a range in the kitchen. And we're thinking of installing a stove in the dining and kitchen area for the summer. Will we need to install another water tank in the attic? There are already two in there, a big and a small one.
No, not at all. Definitely not. So you've two tanks in the attic. The big one is the water that goes to all your wash hand basins and toilets and the shower and so on. And then the small one is simply the tank that fills if your central heating system runs out of water. So you can have a tiny leak, you can have a little bit of evaporation. So that little tank will be feeding water to your central heating system in the event of it running out of water, running low on water. So your central heating system will never run low on water, because that little tank has a ball cock in it and it's constantly full. But I mean, if that was running the whole time, if you find there's a sound of running water the whole time in the attic, and if it's coming from the small tank, well, then you have a problem. You have a leak somewhere and you need to go and get that checked out. But no, you won't need another tank.
Hawkeye in Clashawan Castle says, Clunan, you dirty bottle washer.
Yeah, for some reason, everybody from Tullamore was referred to as a hawk, a Clara hawk, and everyone from Tullamore was referred to as a bottle washer. Now, I presume, and it was always said in a derogatory manner, even though no one can tell me why either of them are considered derogatory in any way.
I think anybody who's insulting you is good in my book.
I presume the bottle washers must be back to when the distillery was big, you know, distilling was big in Tullamore. And I suppose maybe there was a pecking order where, you know, if you were distilling, if you were in the distillery process, or if you were in making the barrels, you know, that was a skill thing. Bottle washer, you were at the lower end of the scale if you were a simple bottle washer.
Oh, you are a bottle washer.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Bernie.
And Clash of Warren, by the way, is Clara. So that's why he's taking it. There used to be an old story about they found they found a skeleton in the bog, very, very old. It was 200 years old or 300 years old. And the body with the skeleton was in very good shape, was very intact and quite unusual for the time. It had a full set of teeth because obviously dental care wasn't great back 200 or 300 years ago. And it had almost a full set of teeth. And they used to say, well, I can tell you one thing about it anyway. They don't know how he died. They don't know this, but I can tell you one thing. He never played against Clash of One. He wouldn't have a full set of teeth if he played against Clash of One.
Complaints at midlands103.com. Bernie has noticed rusty spots around the door where the dustpan is in her Stanley Range cooker. And she's wondering how to stop the rust from spreading.
So the worry is there. It's on the door of the Stanley Range. So that's
well, around the door, yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming from... That's just wear and tear around the door. So I would say just rub oil onto it. So what you want to do is stop it getting any worse. So any oil will do that. Now you can get, there's a moth flying around there. I think it came out of your wallet. See,
I don't have my wallet. My wallet stays at home.
Cast iron doesn't rust that quickly. So if you just rub oil onto it, it'll be fine. Even cooking oil will be fine. You don't have to use like, WD or 21 or anything like cooking oil would be fine. You can get touch-up paint, little bottle, like a little bottle of Tippex for touching up the enamel, but it'll never be the very same shade. And sometimes it'll be even more noticeable touched up than it will be just wiping the rust away and making that might make it sufficiently unnoticeable as opposed to trying to touch it up.
All right. Our next listener is insulting you again, actually. So, yeah, I think you've certainly lost your passport to Clara. Well, we used to live in a bungalow and have recently moved into a new two-story house. Congratulations.
Great stuff.
We have two kids full of energy and I am terrified one of them is going to fall out of a top window. How can I prevent this but still be able to have air in the room?
Yeah, sure. Look, you can get little little window restrictors. And I know when I don't know what age I was, I ended up as a child standing on the outside windowsill of the back of the house, which is because it's built on a slope, it was three stories high effectively. It's only a two-story house, but because it was built on a slope, it was three stories high. And my father arrived home from work to see me standing on the windowsill saying, "Hey, you daddy." And he had the presence of mind to say, "Oh, come on back in, I have sweets for you." I'm still waiting for the sweets, but at least he didn't say, don't fall, because you know
the
what happened.
The panic would have made you panic.
Exactly.
And then down you go. And,
so,
and all of us would have been spared so much.
So window restrictors, it's a cable. It allows, depending where you fit in the window, will decide how far the window can open. So if you only need a tiny bit, there's also a little thing called a sash jammer, which just flicks over and locks into place. And again, depending how far, how close to the hinge you fit it, determines how far the window opens. But the normal one would be the cable restrictors, and they allow the window to open about 3 or 4 inches, 100 mil, and that's plenty of ventilation, but will not allow the window to open any further. They come in two types. They come in a lockable one and a non-lockable one. I would always say when there's young kids, get the one that's lockable with the key, but always hang the key somewhere nearby so that in the event of, you know where it is, it's up high, it's maybe on top of the architrave, but people need to know where it is, so that in the event of a fire, you're able to get out of the window if needs be. Now, you know, obviously it'd be a bad fire that you're trying to jump out a two-story window. But, you know, God forbid, you never know what could happen.
Alice says she has flies coming into the house that she suspects are horse flies, but nobody has been bitten yet. And horse fly bite is sore.
Oh, it's horrible.
She has two small children and is wondering if she can do something to protect them because we need to leave the back door open to let the dogs in and out, will allow the flies in and out.
Yeah. So look, a couple of things. I suppose a dog flap works quite well. Depending on the size of the dog, it can be a very useful way of letting your dogs in. Depending how intelligent your dogs are, they can train to them very quickly. You just put food both sides and just keep calling them back and forth and they very quickly learn they can go in and out through the dog flap. You can also get a metal it's like a series of chains. It's like chainmail. You know, a knight used to wear chainmail and he had this very fine metal chain. So it's like it's one of those that hangs down and it keeps out flies, but the dogs would run through it no problem whatsoever. So you could hang that in the open doorway. So it's a curtain. It's a strip curtain. It's like the remember years ago in restaurants you used to see this curtain hanging down of multicoloured strips or something like that to keep the flies out. It does work. The flies don't like them. They won't fly through them. But people and pets can walk through them, no problem. So maybe that's the way to go with that. Just hang that over the door full time. When you open the door, you just push the curtain aside and walk in. And the dogs will definitely have no problem running in and out through it. And that's probably the handiest way of dealing with that.
If you want to insult Brian Clunan, call him a bottle washer or etc., here's the number.
Text now 083 3010 103. Powered by Lamb Brothers Tullamore, the home of Offaly's top selling car brand, Toyota. Midlands 103.
Now, still on the agenda today, on Get Active with HearMed, Peter focuses on mentally preparing for the marathon. So Keith Begley from Performance Psychology will be helping him set goals, not just around distance, but around sleep and even the clothes to wear for a marathon. Also, why local barristers don't want divorces heard in the district court. And the Midlands Garda wrongly suspected of stealing a bicycle. How the warrant to raid his home contained false information.
Mr. Fix-It, thanks to Bright Ideas at Loan, your garden and patio lighting specialist. Get the right advice before you start. Bright Ideas, Talbot Avenue at Loan.
Brian Clunan is here from Clunan's Hardware in Tullamore, and our next listener has a question about home improvements. We have a small pipe that extends out the top of the gutters, possibly an overflow pipe. Our neighbour recently said she noticed it dripping all the time, so we're wondering if there could be an issue in the attic. We haven't noticed any leaks anywhere, but what could be wrong?
Probably there is just the... So it's coming from either the small... We mentioned earlier the small tank and the big tank. So if there is a situation where for some reason, say the ball cock got stuck down. So you know when the ball cock floats down and floats back up again and when it reaches the level that no more water should come out, it stops the water from coming into the tank. It stops the water from coming into the cistern in your toilet. The very same thing. You'll be more familiar with it there. But there's a washer. So the piston in that closes against a washer. Will you try and be professional and stop messing with your phone when I'm in the middle of speaking? For God's sake.
Multitasking.
You're not multitasking. You're making a complete and utter hames of it. You're not listening to me and you're playing on your phone.
We'll edit this out as well.
So the little washer in one of those two tanks, the little washer is worn and it's allowing water to flow continually. And that water, instead of coming over the top of the tank and flowing in down onto the floor of the attic and then coming down into your bedrooms or your kitchen or wherever it is, that's flowing out through the pipe into the gutter, which is exactly how things are supposed to work. But yes, you're wasting water and you should replace that little washer.
Will, we are renovating a building. The outer wall isn't straight. It will be knocked down in the long term when hopefully we can extend it. So we're planning on putting a stud wall a few inches out from this wall with 80 mil of insulation and 12.5 mil plasterboard to make sure it will be straight. Would we have a problem with mould because of the gap between the outer wall and the insulated slab?
That's a great question. So probably not, but definitely if there's a gap. So years ago, dry lining used to be done by putting timber battens on the wall and sheets of plastic, and then the dry lining was fixed to that. And that gap in there could become completely filled with mould growth or all sorts of unsavoury stuff growing in there. So that is a great question. I would say to you, for the sake of it, just spray the wall with an antifungal treatment before you start. Wherever the gap is going to be, drench the wall. It's not expensive. A litre of it is 10, 12, 15 euros. And you mix it, say, 5 to 1, and just spray the whole wall with it so that when you put the dry lining on, then that film of stuff will be there to stop it building up in the first place. But it is a great question, yeah.
Will, I want to treat algae on the yard and the slabs. So I'm wondering, do I treat it when it's wet? And then if so, leave it for how long?
So depending on what you're using, the most of the algae killers and moss killers, you need to do it on a dry day. So most of them need to be, just the two things you want to remember is it needs to be above 6 degrees on the day you do it. So you could have a lovely day. Excuse me, you could have a lovely day.
Sorry, did you just belch in the middle of the radio show?
I didn't belch.
That's very professional of you.
Yeah, we're both. That cancels out your unprofessional behaviour.
Can you edit that out?
That's never happened in 26 years. The algae killer needs to be used when it's above 6 degrees and you don't have your rain afterwards. You need to do it in dry weather, unless you're using one of the chlorine-based ones, in which case you use it in wet weather. And it only takes a couple of hours to work, and then you're washing it off afterwards. Just make sure if you're using the chlorine ones that you keep any pets off it until it's washed away.
Willie, the wildlife expert, is back in touch. He says that caller certainly isn't dealing with horse flies. They only hatch in July.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was going to say I didn't think so either.
They are hover flies that hatch in spring and are very harmless.
Great. There we go, Willie. I think Willie's going to become a regular contributor.
Absolutely. Once he just doesn't look to be paid. That's the main concern.
Yes,
here.
I have learned there's no point in looking to be paid.
Nuala says, my dad's first anniversary mass is coming up and I need to clean my parents' grey stone headstone, which has white spots on it and it's quite dirty, and the letters need to be repainted as well. Is it a job I can do myself?
Yeah, so grey stone would indicate it's limestone as opposed to marble or granite. So, well, actually, definitely it is with the white spots, yeah. So, what you could do there is the white spots are lichen or lichen, depending on your pronunciation, and they'll sand off. If you just get a bit of fine sandpaper, they will sand off. And then clean the whole thing with either headstone cleaner, or because it's limestone, you can actually clean it with a path and patio cleaner. Well, I suppose the first thing to say, if you get somebody in who specialises in it, they'll just come in and sandblast the whole thing and it'll look fabulous in double quick time, but it will be more expensive. So that's the first thing. The second thing then, if you're doing it yourself, I think the path and patio cleaner is a great way of cleaning it, but do sand off the white lichen lichen first. And as when you're doing the letters, what you're doing is the best way to do it is tape all around all the letters collectively and spray them. And then when the paint is dried, take off all the masking tape and just get a bit of fine sandpaper and sand everything, sand the whole front of the stone. So where the letters are engraved into the stone, the paint will remain behind, and then all the flat surfaces, it'll sand off without any problem whatsoever.
Sandra is wondering, will the flying hawk work in a warehouse to keep small birds out?
No, because it won't fly. So the wind makes it move around. So unless you could come up with some way of making it move, no.
Probably a fan? Not.
Yeah, a fan might work, yeah. Actually, that's worth trying if you had an office-type fan up high, it might continue, because it takes very little to make it move. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's worth trying.
Sandra, let us know how you get on. Brian, time is up. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Will.
You'll see him again next Wednesday, or you'll even hear him at 20 past 10. You'll see him on TikTok and on Facebook and so on for the videos. Just as well this wasn't live, isn't it?